Happy birthday to Brenda today. What a day it is, huh? July 22nd.
Ah, thank you so much. I always laugh because I would tell people when I was born, my it is the lunar landing was literally 2 days before my birth.
Yeah.
And my mom, I don't know if she was telling me stories or if they were very serious, but they thought that if I had been born a boy, they would have given my middle name as Apollo.
I like that. That would have, yeah. So,
and maybe Troy is my first name. I am not sure. But fortunately, I was came out a girl. Yeah. So I have the name Brenda Vivian after my grandmother.
When she delivered you, did she say, "This is one giant step for man"?
It was quite a feat for her, let me tell you what. That was a lot of work. My mom's she had to work hard to have her kids. And God bless her.
Yeah.
On the day of my birth. Thank you to my parents because without them, my whole life would be different, of course.
Oh, certainly.
Or, you know, not even existent, perhaps.
That's
so
very
thank
true.
God for them on my birthday. And thank you so much. It's good to have birthdays.
Yeah.
You know, age is a state of mind.
It certainly is.
Now, even as I've gotten older now, the birthdays do seem to come faster.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure about every, 6 to 8 months, I'm getting another birthday. It feels that way. It just feels like there's no time at all in between. But my father had said this years ago to me, and I understand what he's saying. He said, in my mind, he said, I feel and think like I did when I was younger. But he said, of course, I look in the mirror, I don't look the same.
Isn't that true?
So that's just proof to yes, that is a state of mind.
Well, and both you and I are blessed with great genes because both of our parents are into their 80s and going strong. God bless them.
God bless them for sure. My mom and dad are very active in their age.
Yeah.
You know, driving around. You just said your father got on the road and drove up to see you. That's wonderful. Parents are blessings, especially on your birthday. So thank you so much. I am celebrating all day and hopefully there will be maybe a gift. Like I talked about, I want to be one of the cool kids and get they are not called wireless earbuds.
No.
And that's the first thing. I have got to ask for it like a cool kid. I want AirPods.
AirPods.
Yes.
That's right.
And they don't have, I mean, those are like the name brand ones, the AirPods. I don't want those because you know how many people I've also seen walking around with only one in their ear because they lost the second one?
Yeah, probably a little spendy to lose one of those, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's the great thing about AirPods or the EarPods is they come now. I didn't realize this because I've had wireless earbuds before. You always have to plug them in.
Right.
And then you could use them for a while and then you have to go back and plug them in. Well, now those little pods, they come in their own case.
Oh.
You plug the case in and it holds the charge and then it just puts your pods in there.
Technology. Amazing.
And then you can use them, and the little case comes with you.
Right.
And then you put them back in the case and it charges them.
Is that right?
Yeah. And it'll charge like 4 times. So you can use them for a real long time. And then because every now and then I'll see one of the kids with their cases in the plug-in spot. So
I have a very important question for you today.
Okay.
So typically when it's somebody's birthday here at the station, they get to choose their little treat or dessert, birthday cake, whatever it happens to be for their birthday. So what was your selection?
Well, that's funny. We talked about that Monday at our staff meeting because like we said, Deborah is on it when it comes to celebration of birthday. She plans ahead and she asked me, but I should have waited because she said, I have some ideas. Now, Deborah knows all of the best pastry bakeries, cake shops in Portland, pie shops. She's got them down. I should have just said, pick one because I know she would have found one, but I did ask for something lemon. If it's made out of lemons, I'll eat it. Lemon chiffon cake, lemon filled donuts. There has not been a lemon bar that I met that I did not thoroughly enjoy.
Do you remember, both you and I watched the Stanley Tucci show, the actor touring Italy, and he went to a dessert shop or a pastry shop where the guy made the lemon dessert. Do you remember that?
Ooh. David, I don't. I can't believe I missed that
and
one.
And he had, everything in it was lemon. It was like a lemon cake with a lemon filling, with a lemon frosting and a lemon sauce on it. And the lemons were grown right there in the city. You got to look back. If you love, I can't believe you don't remember that.
I'm going to have to look up which episode that was. Yeah. I will track that down. Oh. You know, I love, again, a lemon meringue pie. And there must be something with the tang that really is attractive to me. I even found, Aaron Earhart, one of our engineers and producers, he brought in lemon bar cookies for Christmas or something like that. They were so good. I think I went to everybody's desk and stole theirs. So I'm sorry if you didn't get one because I definitely ate it. And then I had to track down a recipe for lemon bar cookies.
Ooh,
they're
nice.
Fabulous. So, yeah, that's kind of my treat go-to.
You had mentioned, too, you saw a little list of, like, Catholic birthday gifts.
Right. Yeah. You know, there are some wonderful gifts. And if you have a loved one that is having a birthday this summer or coming up, there are some things that, you know, you can get and go to one of our wonderful Catholic bookstores because they have them. And they're holy and they're reminders, but they can also be a lot of fun, too. Of course, one of the great things is patron saint medal. You know, you can carry those with you. Another beautiful gift is the four-way cross, which it's a cross, but it also has the miraculous medal, St. Joseph, Sacred Heart of Jesus, and St. Christopher.
Okay.
I like to give those as gifts, especially for people who are coming into the church, because often on the back it will say, I am a Catholic, please call a priest in an emergency. Because you know how they'll look for ID.
Yeah, right, yeah.
There's also, you know, one of the things I like to put on my key rings, and I used to get them for the kids, are the tiny saints. And they're little key rings that has a saint. And they're just cute little kind of almost rubberized, pictures of saints. Those are
that's
always
cool.
Good.
Nice little birthday.
And then you can go through, there are books and there are women's journals that are perfect. And in fact, you know, there's Bible studies. Maybe if your mom's been talking about or would be interested in one of these wonderful online Bible studies, definitely you can join in one of those. Above all, I would love it for my birthday today. Everybody has pray special intentions. And I've been praying for something. You know, some intentions you pray for a long time.
Yeah.
When it's a special event for somebody, I would say, and today I'm going to pray for your special intention.
Oh, very nice.
So maybe I'd ask that of my listeners, if you would include my special intention today.
Absolutely.
I would love that very much.
That's great.
And of course, maybe some monk fudge.
Yes.
Benedictine fudge.
You take that as well.
Chocolate sauce. Yeah. That's a good thing, too.
So who is your patron saint? Speaking of patron saints, do you have one?
Well, you know, I believe that for me, and Monsignor O'Connor would laugh because he would agree, it takes a few patron saints to get me through life some days.
Yes.
Now, my confirmation name is Saint Teresa.
Yep.
And my mother is Saint Therese.
Oh, nice.
There is a Saint Vivian.
Mm.
And I think she probably definitely walks with me also.
Nice.
My birthday is Saint Mary Magdalene, and I'll call on her to also and lift me up and get me through because
there you go.
You know, sometimes I also can maybe tear through the house, maybe kids feeling like I've been possessed by something too. So Mary Magdalene, please help me throughout the day.
Well, it is Brenda's birthday, so a very happy birthday to you, and I am looking forward to a big slice of something lemony.
Thanks so very much.